Right, well, I wanted to do this micro adventure. I've been watching Alistair's videos all year, kind of slightly jealous, slightly envious, but somehow kind of writing it off as not being for me, not having the time. I've really wanted to do this. The ride I'm going to do is to set out from my house near Gatwick and to ride down to a path called the South Downs Link. And to ride down to the South Downs Link, to the South Downs, and get up in the morning and ride down to the coast, go for my swim in the sea, and then I'm going to ride along the coast, picking my way back along the coast to Brighton, and then ride up the middle of Brighton to the station, get the train back from there. When I saw the competition come up, I just decided really there and then that it was something I was going to go for and something that I was going to do. I've dithered, I suppose, between wanting to do it and wanting not to do it. Time is always a factor. Time is always precious. I've got family pressure to go out there to find work and create opportunities for myself and freelance. So it's never, it's always difficult to switch off. It's always difficult to schedule your time. No one's kind of saying when to clock in and when to clock out. But to find the time to think and to prioritise is all too precious, really. Looking at the map last night, it all sort of seems a bit more real and a slightly more daunting, but I guess that's the whole idea, really, is to push yourself, go out a limb. All too often I get out of the habit of riding and kind of exploring and trying new things. I think really one of the, a few reasons why I'm doing this. One, I've liked kind of being outside all my life. I've really enjoyed doing stuff like this in the past, school trips to Dartmoor, other youth group trips to Dartmoor, sleeping out in bivvy bags. The challenge laid down really kind of reminded me kind of that it's about time I just got out there and did it again, really, rather than waiting until I think I have the time or kind of, it's just getting some stuff together. Prioritising it really and just getting out there and giving it a go. I set off, got down to Peace Pottage. Right, I'll rode through Tilgate, which is my normal stomping ground for a quick loop on my bike, but I rode through there in a different direction, which was new. Again, it's all about exploring, all about just getting out there and sort of following your nose to a certain extent and kind of seeing what gets thrown up, really. And coming through on this bit of bridleway, I'm heading down to the South Downs Link Road and came across a sign that said warning Bulling Field, and of course it was a field that had the bridleway running through it, but I kind of went for it anyway, having grown up in the countryside in Devon. So I got through okay, no sign of the bull, so maybe he's having a day off or something. Just good to be out, really. It's funny, really, all the feelings of anxiety and trepidation about doing something like this have all kind of evaporated the moment you kind of get on the bike and just get out there and just start pedaling down the trail. There is an awful lot to be said for it. I think personally I really do need to do more of this, more riding in general and more getting out and about whenever I can. This is a perfect way of doing it, so it's been fantastic so far. Right, I just want to try to get some thoughts down about the night. I was quite cold in the night, didn't sleep terribly well. I must have slept a bit though. Overall, it didn't rain. And I've woken up to a stunning sunrise, something which I rarely, rarely see. So I'm never, never, ever up early enough to see it. And I've got a gorgeous view of the English Channel. It'd be nice if we could turn off the noise of the traffic in the distance, but I guess next time I'll have to wander further afield to really try and avoid that. I haven't seen a soul the entire time I've been up here, even though I'm not that far away from civilization, as it were. I think I'll definitely do it again. But it's been great. Yesterday was good. I was probably a little bit more tired starting off than, I would have ideally liked. But
I think that's part of why I've done it. I think I've done it to kind of see if I can do it. Done it because I've always wanted to do this particular trip, you know, riding down the South Downs Link, down to the coast, certainly down to the South Downs, which is more than doable. When things get on top of you, you need some, you need a bit of space every now and again just to think and to plan and to come up with ideas. I think this should form, you know, part of my future way of moving forward and keeping going. I think one of the problems I've had recently is just getting going when work dries up a bit and ideas, offers of work and things aren't kind of forthcoming. It's easy to clam up and doubt yourself and to really just retreat, not do anything, not push yourself forward, not get out there and grab life by the horns. I think one of my favourite quotes that I've come across recently was from Pablo Picasso, which is simply, "Inspiration exists, but it must find you working." And, you know, I think that's what I take from this. You've got to put a step forward. You've got to do something, anything even, to kind of move forward. There's so much to disappoint, there's so much to pin you back, so many obstacles to overcome. But I think probably the biggest one is in your head, is in your own mind. If you can overcome that obstacle, that inner voice telling you that you're no good and you're not going to amount to anything, that you can't possibly do things that you see other people doing or similar, or fulfill some of the ideas that you have, whether it be for projects or where you want to live or how you want to spend time with your family and your loved ones. You know, if you let these things get you down and constrictions get the better of you, then it's won. Whereas, you know, I think doing something like this helps to overcome that somehow, just by the act of packing a rucksack and getting out there, be it on bike or by foot, and just sort of, you know, giving yourself some space to think and just to switch off. This is definitely going to form part of how I do that, along with my allotment and you know, and surfing when I can do that. That's definitely up there with what I like to call head emptying exercises.
Hopefully, if I get the bug and start telling other people about it, then I'll be able to kind of gather a few friends for another micro adventure in the future.